of trouble with the internet. All right, let's continue with our discussion about the Mizbeach. Okay, then. So we got up to what's called the Yesod HaMizbeach, right? That's the lowest base of the Mizbeach. And we said it was square, perfectly ribua, and it's on the bottom of the Mizbeach. And it's called Yesod because Yesod means the foundation. So it's the foundation of the Mizbeach. And it was, it protruded from the other parts of the Mizbeach that were above it by one amma. And the Yesod was on three out of four of the sides of the Mizbeach. But on one particular side, which is called Dromis Mizrachis, so if you're walking into the area of the Mikdash from the east, then if you turn left, you're at the corner which is Dromis Mizrachis. At that particular corner, there was no Yesod. Now, although on the Tzad Dorom and the Tzad Mizrach, there was no Yesod, however, there was one Amma where he says, Lemait Amma Achas Shebo Hayo Yesod. All right, there are many different shitos, apparently. We don't have to go into all the detail, but the Gemara in Zvachim establishes, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, that it has to do with the way Binyamin and Yehuda divided up the land of Israel, meaning what territories they were given by Yehoshua when he conquered the land. And lohoiso bechelko shel toref. Toref is a reference to Shevet Binyamin. Binyamin ze'ev Yitrof, Yaakov says. So he's called a toref. And in the chelik of Binyamin, Yaakov promised there would be Ashras Hashchina, there would be the Mokum HaMikdash, and the place of the Mizbeach. Now, why do we use the mashal, so to speak, of the Zev? Because the Zev is a toref, right? The wolf is an animal that when it gets a hold of its prey, it rips it apart. So and that's like symbolic of the dam, the blood that goes on the Mizbeach. Okay. Fine. So now we have an area of Migdash that's generally the entire Migdash, which is in Shevet Binyam. However, there was a Ritzua. I don't know, Don, you may remember this when we learned Tzvachim. There was a strip of land, a territory of Yehuda that penetrated into the chelek, the area of Binyamin, at the point where the Mizbeach stood. Now, the halacha is very paradoxical. So on the one hand, the Mizbeach has to stand in the territory of Binyamin. On the other hand, this is a strip on the southeastern side towards the Mizbeach that belongs to Yehuda, so we can't put the Mizbeach there. So what they did was, they left an opening in the Yesod HaMizbeach on that side where the strip of Yehuda was, because there were no rights, so to speak, of Binyamin, of Shevet Binyamin, to, shall we say, trespass and take over, seize the land of Yehuda. And that was on the southeastern side of the Yesod. So to close the Yesod on all sides would, in effect, undermine the rights of Shevet Yehuda, so they had to be open on that side, which is where the Ritzua, that strip of land of Nachlas Yehuda, would penetrate. Now, why is this so important? What is the function of Yesod within the context of Zvachim, of Avodas HaKarbonos? And whatever Avodah has to be done on the Yesod, why would one section be excluded from that Avodah? One corner, shall we say. So first of all, we have to know something about Shirayim, that after the culmination of the Avodah with Zrikas Adam, the mitzvah was to leave over some residue dam, and the Torah says that that Shirayim of dam has to be poured on the Yesod HaMizbeach. And now we have to know, where is the Yesod HaMizbeach? And the Yesod HaMizbeach is on 3 out of 4 sides, but there's one side which is open and has no Yesod, so there won't be any Shvichas Damim on that side. Now he quotes the Tiferes Yisrael. And that's the super commentary on the Mishnayos, in this case on the Mishnayos in Midos, because a large chunk of Masechet Midos addresses the Mizbeach, how to, you know, build and the Midos and so forth of the Mizbeach. He says, Hoya b'kzeh ha-yisod, safa, gvoha, ma'at. Kidei sheyeh gag ha-yisod ke'ein mazlicha kasher yishofech shomes adam b'chol svivosav lo yazuva adam l'ritzpa el nekovim shebo. So that in the ritzpa of the Azara there were holes, and the dam used to flow into those holes. So in the yisod, where they did shvichas damim, they wanted to guarantee that whatever dam would flow from the Yisod would flow into the Nekovim, and in order to guarantee that, they had to create gutters in the Yisod that would carry the dam out into those, so it pours and drops into those holes. Those are the gutters which are called Mazlecha. So they built a little bit of a, almost like a ceiling, a minor ceiling, miniature ceiling around certain parts of the Yesod, and from that ceiling they would lower these mazlechot, or one mazlecha at least, in order to facilitate this process. Okay. Now, in the note here, he quotes Rashi in Masechta Zvachim that mitzvah shvichas shirayim Hirak im nishar dam. So all the Rishonim hold that the Kohanim have to go out of their way to guarantee that there will be vestiges of dam that weren't used as part of the Zrika, so that we can earmark them for Shvicha. But Rashi holds that Shvicha is a conditional mitzvah. If there are Shirayim, then you're chayiv in Shvicha. But ein tzorech, there's no chiyuv to be meshayer, to actively leave over dam in the kli. You can go in and be zorek all the dam in the kli, and there won't be shvicha, because you only need shvicha if and when there is shirayim. Tosus, on the other hand, says, mitzvah lahashir dam, kidei lekayim mitzvah shvichas hashirayim. Now, hoyu b'yisod shnei nekovim. Okay, we didn't get to that yet. That's coming around. And now he quotes a machlokes about whether or not you'd be allowed to create a fire on the Yesod and burn the Emurim. Okay. So that has to do with what is the status of Yesod? Is it an integral part of the Mizbeach, such that perhaps you could be Mekayim some of the Avodos on the Yesod? Again, we're talking about Shvicha Shirayim, but that's not an integral Avoda. The integral Avodos start with Shechita and culminate with Zrika, beyond which we have the Avodos, or the Avoda of the Emurim, which is Haktor al Gabi Marocha. And to what extent is the Yesod part of the Mizbeach? And what we're suggesting now is that the Yesod is only part of the Mizbeach for the Avod of Shvichas Hadomim, Shirayim, but not as far as the main critical Avodos that are performed on the Mizbeach. Now we're going up one level. We've gone to the bottom fundamental level, the base, which is the Yesod. Now we're up to the Sovev. The Sovev has a wall to it, a kir, that's 5 amos high, and the kir hasovev, which is on the bottom of the Mizbeach, the second lower half of the Mizbeach, below the Chut HaSikra, that's where they would place the dam of Karbonos, and we're talking about Ola, Shlomim, and Asham, all of which require Matan Domim below the Chut HaSikra. And in the case of Chatos, when we're talking about Chatos, I'm talking about Chatos Behema, there the Zrikas Adam was above the Chut HaSikra. So now, on the Sovev, what we have is some sort of a receptacle into which they placed the dam that had to be sprinkled on the lower half of the Mizbeach in the cases of Asham, Shlomim, and Ola, but not in the case of Chatos. Now, in the case of Chatos Ha'of, that's a very unique carbon. Once again, the dam was on the lower half of the Mizbeach, placed on the lower half of the Mizbeach. Now he has a discussion here based on a mission at the end of Zvachim regarding the Menachos. We've been talking about Zvachim. What about Menachos? The law is that when we take the kmitza, which is equivalent to like Zrikas Adam in Zvachim, in Menachos it's the kmitza, the shirayim after the kmitza is eaten by the Kohen. But what do we do with the kmitza itself? The kmitza itself also belongs to the lower half of the Mizbeach. The chilek, chetzi kir ha-mizbeach ulamata. So I'm assuming that on the Sovev there was a kli of some sort for the Kometz, because now this, in a sense, what we're saying about the Sovev is that the Sovev is a jumping point for the Avodas HaKarban, the Avodas HaDam. In the case of Zvachim, it's Dam. In the case of Menachos, it's Kometz. And when the dam is prepared, or the Kometz is prepared, the Sovev had a place where the Kohen would pick up that dam, or pick up the Kometz, on his way to the Mizbeach to do the Zrika, or the Hanochas HaKometz. So let's say a few words about the Chut HaSikra, which divides the Mizbeach into the upper and lower halves. He says, B'diyuk ba'emtza gova Mizbeach, which means that we went up from the Yesod up to the Sovev, And in the middle of the height of the Mizbeach, there was a Kav Seva Adom, V'choger U'makif Es HaMizbeach. Now, what does the word Kav mean? Kav is usually a line, but here in this case, I would think that the word line or kav is a reference perhaps to some physical material object. But I don't know if I can prove that to you, but right now we'll assume it's a line, and they actually painted a line around the middle of the Mizbeach with red paint. Okay, it makes sense on the Mizbeach that you'd have the color of red. And Asui Sheila Havdil Ben Adom El Yonim Ludoma Tachtonim Sha'ola Sa'of Chatos Behema Domam Nitan Lamala Michatia Mizbeach. So there are only two korbanos, the dam of which is going to be placed on the upper half of the Mizbeach, above the Chut HaSikra. And they are Chatos, which means Chatos Behema, as opposed to Chatos Of, which we said before, is in the lower half of the Mizbeach. And then there's something called Olas Ha'ov. And the Olas Ha'ov needs sprinkling of the dam on the top half of the Mizbeach. Shar Kol HaKarbonos is Michetzi HaMizbeach Ulamata, meaning the lower half of the Mizbeach below the Chut HaSikra. Kosvu Achronim. So this is a famous Brisker Rav. Shemichetzi hamizbeach ulamata kori makom yisod, umichetzi hamizbeach ulamala kori makom kronos. So we'll see that in the chatas behema, there's a special avoda in the kronos of the mizbeach, and part of the avoda is being done on the kir hamizbeach, but it's on the Kir HaMizbeach that's closer to the Kronos, which means the upper half of the Mizbeach. So that's all he has here about the Kir and the Sovev and the Yesod, the Chut HaSikra. Now he has a piece about the Kir until he finally gets to the Gag HaMizbeach. So as far as the Kir is concerned, he writes that Bein Chut HaSikra V'yad Knisas HaSovev. So right, the Sovev is an area that is one amma wide, so that from the Sovev to the Kir HaMizbeach is going to be one amma. Hayitziure prachim linoi v'nikra ama kiyar. Okay, they made certain beautiful, artistic, colorful works, and they were prachim linoi, flowers. We call it today still life. Well, still life can mean a lot of things, but usually it means flowers. V'nikra ama kiyor. All right. Then we get to the Gag HaMizbeach, and we mentioned that the Gag HaMizbeach is square, and this is the third square we're getting to, because we have the square of the Yesod, we have the square of the Sovev, and now we have the square of the Gag HaMizbeach. And its length and its width were equal, in other words, it's a perfect square, as the square has to be, 28 amas square. And it has, number one, Kronos on the four corners. And we'll see about the avoda on the Kronos. Then there's a place on the Gag HaMizbeach for the Kohanim to walk from one side to the other. So these were the aisles. There's number three, the Makom HaMareches, the place where they burnt the Emurim. And finally, number four, something called the Tapuach, which you've seen in any of your diagrams of the Migdash. You'll see that half, you know, that half a globe on the top of the Mizbeach. And that's called the Tapuach. So now he has a full menu analysis of the top of the Mizbeach. He's going to have a section about the Kronos on Mizbeach, the corners. Then he has between the corners. Then he has the Mokom Hiluch HaKonim until he finally gets to the Mokom HaMaroch. So then in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow.